Bravery and how are you?
Hey, Ken, W4DJW.
This evening.
They're just ticking along. Not a whole lot of excitement. How about you?
Yeah, same here. Wondering about some of the goings on in the next few days. So we'll see how they work out.
Someone doing what?
Today, I've got a couple of chores I got to perform.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck with them. Hope they go well. You doing much radio in these days, Ken?
Nah, not much. I let somebody have my low band rig, and I don't have it anymore, so this is my only contact with the other hams.
So the only gate left open to the ham community. That's, well, I guess if you don't use that rig, you'd better give it to somebody else and let them get some use out of it, huh?
Yeah, I got to where I couldn't see how to operate the thing anyway, so it's just a problem. I couldn't see how to operate it, and I still can't.
Would you use the 145.19 repeater very often?
Quite often, yes. I keep it on this radio all the time.
That repeater gets a lot of activity, doesn't it?
Sometimes it does, yeah. Does stays pretty busy with the wide coverage it has.
How's it doing lately for coverage? Has it still got like 3, 4, 5 states, or is it up or down, or you know, normal? How's it doing?
Fine. The boy takes care of it, keeping it going for me, so everything's hunky dory on that count.
Okay. I don't get over to that frequency that often. Sometimes I have trouble getting into it. I can hear it, but I can't bring it up from where I am, from my location. I haven't ever done any elevation plot between here and there to see if there's a mountain between me and it, but I can hear it. Sometimes I just can't get into it.
Yeah, well, there's so much interference and this time of year on the bands that makes it a problem sometimes for some of us folks who don't have so much of a problem, but we'll see how it works out when the time comes. Hopefully I'll be around.
Yeah, I think you're a little bit closer to it than I am. If you draw a line between the 145.19 and your house and my house, it's a straight line. They're collinear. You're just about, 25% closer to it than I am. So you probably get into it with ease, huh?
Yeah, I don't seem to have any problem getting into it unless it's just, you know, a real noisy night or something.
I am sort of down in a hole, too. To my west is not so much a hole, but when I start looking north, it's a hole. I mean, there's like mountains and stuff like that that are covering me up that I can't get around. Yeah, it's dirt. It's not line of sight. I can make it into this repeater, 6-1, because it's more to the west than it is to the north. For my house, for my location. So, it all depends on location. Location, location, location.
Amen to that. We just have to work around it. I hope you have a good evening. I hope everything goes well with you.
All right, Kim. Well, I just heard you in there and thought I'd say hello. It's been a while since we talked. You take care. Good to hear you on the radio. W4BVW, W4DJW.
Okay, W4DJW, W4BVW, clear.